You're listening to Confidently Beautiful with Sierra, a podcast to help you stay confidently beautiful because we all have confidence inside us. We just need to bring it out, and I'm here to show you how. Body image, dreams, parenting style, personality, and more. Here we cover it all. Get ready to stay confidently beautiful. This is Sierra, and welcome back to another episode. I am so happy that you are here. I would love to see where you're listening, so maybe just like take a little selfie real quick and post it on Instagram. Tag me at Confidently Beautiful Podcast. I'd love to see you, where you're listening, whether you're driving in the car. Maybe don't take a picture while you're driving. Maybe wait till you pull over. But whether you're in the car, maybe you're chauffeuring kids around, maybe you're doing some dishes, maybe you're starting your day with your morning routine, I would love to see what you were doing with yourself while you were spending some time listening to me. I had the best episode with Teresa Ford last week. I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I did. I felt like it was so good. There were so many things that were like aha moments to me when it comes to fitness and our fitness goals and how we feel. So if you didn't catch that episode, go back to episode number 32 and take a listen to that. Also, I am looking for 5 people. Summer is coming. Summer is coming, guys. I mean, spring is basically here upon us, and it is warming up. Summer will be here before we know it. And so I am looking for 5 beautiful people who want to try my new tanning mousse. If you want to try my new tanning mousse, then please send me a DM, and I want to help you get that beautiful summer glow that you are looking for before we head into swimsuit season. So send me a message, and I will give you all of the details for the first 5 people that message me. Then I will pass that along and help you to get that summer glow that you are looking for. Today we are going to be talking about my personal favorite ways to move my body. So as you know, our theme for the month of March is to exercise and body image. And so we talked with Teresa about kind of the emotional side of fitness and exercise and feeling good about your body and having that connection with your body. And today I wanted to talk about my personal favorite ways to move my body. Now, like Teresa said, there's different ways that you can move your body, and there's no one way that is like the only right way to move your body. But these are just my personal ways that I love, some people that I love to follow. So whatever your body is needing that moment when you're in your exercise mood, then maybe these are some ideas to pull from and you can try something. I love to do different things every time I exercise. It keeps it fun and exciting, and helps it make it easier for me to be exercising. So my very first thing that I love to do is to just play with my kids. I take them to the park and I go down the slide. I mean, I don't necessarily go down the slide with them, but I help them down the slide. I help them climb up the stairs. I'm walking around the whole playground with them, not just sitting on the bench watching them, which, trust me, sometimes I do that too. But if I can get up and play with them, then it not only helps me be more present with my kids, but it also helps me to move my body and to feel better and to just take in that sunshine. You know, if you listen to me, that one of my 3 things that I try and do every day is to get outside. And so if I can just get that sunshine and I get that movement in at the park, then that's awesome. I also love to take my kids for walks. They'll usually ride their bikes and I'll walk alongside them. And I love that so much. I live in an area where we have like a pretty good walking path that we can take, and so that is a really fun way to move my body and but also spend some time with my kids. And then another really fun way, again, to spend some time and connect with my kids is when we play like tag around the house. So there's a lot of times when I'm cleaning up the house, they want me to be the monster, and so they're like, or no, what do they call it? They call it giants. They say they want me to be the giant, and so I'm the giant, and they're like running away from me as the giant, and so I'm like, you know, being a giant around the house, which is great because I'm cleaning up the house, and they're not getting out toys because they're running away from me, and so I'm cleaning up after them, but we kind of can play giants, and it's just a fun way to move my body and also have some fun with my kids and get onto their level of play. A second, I love to do YouTube workouts. There's 2 in particular that I really love. One is, they're also on Instagram, but they have a YouTube channel. One of them is Sydney Cummings, Howdy Shell, I think is her last name. She used to be Sydney Cummings when I very first found her, but I think she has since gotten married or remarried. So she has Sydney Cummings, Howdy Shell. You can find her in either of those names. And I love her workouts. She has a variety of workouts. She has some like yoga and stretch workouts, but most of them are probably like more strength or HIIT workouts. And she has some that require equipment, some that don't. And it's just really, really good. I've been doing her workouts, for like 4 years maybe. And she is really, really great because she's a mom and she's just a woman and she goes through all the different stages of her. Like you can see her body is always changing, just as like us as women, our bodies are always changing. Sometimes she's been pregnant. Sometimes she's been postpartum. Sometimes she just, has just gone through some changes just because that's what our bodies do. And I've just loved watching her, and she still exercises through all of them, and she just makes the modifications that her body needs. So I love her. She's really just a real person, and I love her workouts. They're always really entertaining, and I can find different length ones. Typically, I like to stay to the 30, 40-minute exercises, but she has different times that and different lengths that you can do. Another one that I really like that I just found, actually, is Grow with Anna. She's on YouTube, and I think she's actually from like the UK or something, but she has some really, really good workouts that were like, I liked them because they were like similar HIIT kind of workouts, cardio workouts. But I really liked them because they were fast moving. And so I found that I wasn't like staring at the clock being like, okay, when is this going to be done? I'm over this. But it was quick and it was fast moving. And I felt like I got a really good workout. I was super sore afterwards. So I really like those ones. And those are great because you can just do those at home. Another one that I love is the Mommy Tummy Fix. You can find him. His name is Jared Beckstrand. He's a physical therapist. And he is on Instagram at tone_and_titan. And he has this program called the Mommy Tummy Fix. You just buy it once. Can't remember how much it was. It wasn't terribly expensive though, but you have lifetime access to it. And since I bought it, like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years ago, he has made like some improvements. And so he'll every once in a while like send an email like, hey, here's like some additional videos or like, and so you legitimately have lifetime access, and anytime he improves things, then you get it, which is awesome. Because that's sometimes not the case. Sometimes they're like, if you want the new program, you're going to have to buy it again. But he doesn't make you do that, which I think is great. And I love this Mommy Tummy Fix. I don't love the name. I'll be honest. I don't love the name Mommy Tummy Fix. That kind of has like a negative thing to me. Like our stomach is something that's going to need to be fixed after we have a baby. And I don't really like to look at it that way. But the program is awesome. So like I said, he is a physical therapist, and so he knows the muscles, he knows like everything that needs to be that separates when you are pregnant, and naturally that's going to happen because your stomach is expanding and growing. But he knows like all of the science of to like how to get your muscles back together so that they're no longer having that separation. Diastasis recti, I think is what it's called, is like something I didn't know about this until I had my second baby. But it is something that happens to all women when they get pregnant, where basically their ab muscles will separate and sometimes they won't go back together the way they should. So like you may have like a little divot in your stomach and where you have like a gap. And so he goes through a video of how to like test yourself to see if you have it and how much of a gap you have. And then this program is a program, I think it's an 8-week program, and he goes through exercises that you can do to get that, to repair those muscles and to bring them back together. And it's just been really, really great. And I noticed a big difference, and it's not hard. It's not hard at all. It probably takes me 15, 20 minutes, and I feel a difference, but it's not difficult to do. My fourth one that I love is yoga on Apple Fitness. Every once in a while, I just want to stretch and just kind of relax my body. And so having yoga to do is awesome. And I love the Apple Fitness yoga. The instructors are awesome. So if you have Apple Fitness, definitely try the Apple Fitness yoga because it is so good. And my fifth one, which I never thought I would be somebody to say this, but I love to run. I used to hate running, but I have run two half marathons now, and I just love it. There's just something about putting in your headphones and just going. And once if I take breaks in my running, then I can't just like run without stopping. But I remember this last time I was training for the half marathon, when I finally hit that point where I could run like 2 miles comfortably. And I mean, it was still a challenge, but I wasn't going to die. Then that was like my favorite thing, because I could just like totally go into whatever it was I was listening to, a podcast, an audiobook. I oftentimes will try and listen to like a fun audiobook, because I don't do that very often. So if I'd listen to something fiction that that is kind of more entertaining, then I could just totally immerse myself in that and just get lost in the book and listening to that and just run. And there's just something so therapeutic about that. So those are my 5 favorite ways to move my body. There's so many ways to move your body. No way is right or wrong. Like Teresa said in the episode last week, just listen to your body. What does your body need in that moment? There's going to be times, like maybe depending on your menstrual cycle, and maybe your body is needing something different. Maybe upon your stress levels, like, okay, maybe your body is going to need like a hard workout to just get out all of that stress and that aggression. Or maybe your body is going to say, hey, let's like step back a little bit and let's just like calm our bodies and release all this tension. So there's going to be so many different ways that you can move your body, but hopefully this inspires you to find your ways to move your body that you love, and to listen to your body, most importantly, and to do what your body is saying that it needs. So thank you so much for listening. We are going to have a few more episodes this month on the exercise and body image theme, and then we will be going already, I can't believe it, already into our April month, which is going to be another really awesome month of themes, and I'm very excited for that. So stay confidently beautiful, and I will talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. Connect with me on Instagram at Confidently Beautiful Podcast, and share this episode with someone in your life who could use a little reminder of just how amazing they already are. Stay confidently beautiful.